It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When hundreds of thousands of Colombians took to the streets yesterday to demonstrate against a big rebel group there, it wasn't a first. Colombians have protested before, demanding that the rebels release hundreds of hostages. But this time, organizers did do something different. They drummed up support using the social networking site Facebook. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
Protesters chanted, "No more FARC, no more FARC," referring to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, a rebel group that's been kidnapping people for years. Here in the Venezuelan capital, more than 2,000 people, many of them Colombian, hit the streets. Among them was Alirio Serna, a Colombian who's been here since 1957.
We want that all the people in Colombia can live in peace.
Support was generated in recent weeks on Facebook and in the media. By Monday afternoon, police in Colombia said nearly 5 million people were protesting in that country, with many thousands more as far away as Tokyo, Washington, and Paris. The FARC holds 750 hostages, many of them pawns the group uses to win the release of rebels in Colombian jails. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.